Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's a Thursday on the Press Box, and we are alive, kicking, and ready to go. So fasten your seatbelts. Nick is here. I'm here. Nick is now alive, awake, rejuvenated, ready to fly. Spread your wings, young man.
What is going on, my man?
Lots.
Yeah.
Glad the Astros got a W last night. Glad they got it against that a-hole Trevor Bauer.
Boy, was that sweet.
Was nice.
It was nice to watch. It really was. Both Altuves and Correa's. It was really nice to watch.
Because they needed it. Because my boy came in late. And everybody, you know, this year's version of Josh James, everybody is associating with me correctly. And then everybody was holding their breath.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Brian Abreu's next appearance with the Sugarland Skeeters. I can't wait for Anoli Paredes to do the same. Until they're ready to throw strikes on a consistent basis, I'm not ready to see them come out of the bullpen anymore. Dusty's enamored with Abreu. Stop it. Do you know how, I just said to Charlie on the way in here, you know how bad that would have been if that was prime Albert Pujols as opposed to over-the-hill Albert Pujols?
Oh, it would have been a completely different ballgame. Completely different ballgame. And what were you saying to Charlie before the show started about his gum? You said something about
less gum, more strikes. He has like 8 pieces of gum in his mouth, and I don't know if that he can't see the zone, but easy on the gum, more strikes, please.
That's what I thought you said.
The 3-2 pitch, Nick, if there was a mascot behind home plate, would have been dead. I mean, 3-2 count, you need to get him out, and you hit the screen on a fly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to K-zone and going, ooh, he missed that one. No, you missed the entire zone and the catcher's mitt.
But how enamored do you think Dusty really is about this?
He keeps bringing him in.
But, like, after this stint, do you think he still got a little bit of a leash?
This one should be the last, for both guys, their last appearance, both Paredes and Abreu.
I would imagine.
This should be the eye-opener that says, I can't keep doing this. Because if that would have bit him in the butt last night on national TV with the Dodgers as your opponent, that would have been bad.
That would have sucked, and Dusty made reference to that. He said it's great. You know, you gotta play well on national TV. He recognizes that, and that's a good thing. And look, it's just great to split the series with the Dodgers coming off of that first loss. I mean, it was just bad. And Trevor Bauer at the mound, and we mentioned this. We talked about this yesterday on the program. I don't think any of those hitters were very intimidated by Trevor Bauer, as you mentioned, and it showed.
So I looked it up. I thought they beat him in the playoffs when he was with the Indians.
Negative.
But I couldn't find that happening. But I know that they've seen him before to where I don't think that the core group was intimidated or worried. But he just has that arrogance about him that even when he's given up home runs, you want to punch him in the mouth. Speaking of punches in the mouth, who thought last night that we would come into the show today talking about fan behavior across the board? Astros game, Sixers game, Knicks game. I mean,
you fans need to act up, right? If you're an adult, act right. That's all I got to say about you.
We'll get to the basketball ones. Where are you on the baseball one? I have so many thoughts on it.
So I saw Tyler Scott respond to a tweet. I don't know if this is true, but I'm not sure he was saying this. But apparently the woman, the mother in the video, was pregnant as well?
The blonde lady? Well, so they had a kid that they completely just ignored and left sitting there crying because she was throwing haymakers too.
Yeah, because she's an unbelievable mom.
Jeez.
Yeah, just throw haymakers right there next to your kid. Kid's crying, but you know what? We'll let the kid cry and we'll go back to throwing fists and throwing punches. And by the way, that Houston fan, he got...
Nick, boy,
could you show
that.
Some better defense, bro? Like, move out the way. This fool was just getting decked in the head. Like, Do something, bro.
There's so much to talk about.
Nick, I feel like H-Towners are just getting their asses knocked out by Dodgers fans and Yankees fans.
So I'm with you. Where are the rest of the Astros fans that come to the defense of the two Astros fans getting their ass kicked and go, all right, we're not standing for this in our park. And we see you doing this, so don't hit the woman or and make sure the child's okay. But go get Mookie Betts jersey-wearing guy and first get him off the Astros guy and then get a couple shots in. And then secondly, I know this woman. She used to work security. She works security for the Rockets. She works security for the Astros.
Are you serious?
The security lady basically was like in slow motion. She was walking like, she's like, maybe I should let this go a little bit longer. I don't want to rip. It's like she almost didn't want to break a nail.
Can I come to her defense, though?
How?
What do you want her to do?
Nick, she's a person of authority.
There's two dudes.
Well, she's a person of authority with a uniform on. If she just says, all right, fellas, break it up, and she gets, and any righteous male is not going to swing with a female right there.
Right. Well, no, you don't know that. You don't know that when
especially
you're.
Especially since his wife's throwing haymakers.
Well, I just don't know if I expect a woman to go in there. Look, I'm not trying to say we're not all equal here, but you can't go in there and break it up. That guy was throwing really hard punches. Now, security overall, because I saw AJ tweet about this as well. Security overall, yeah, I felt like they were a little slow to get
to it. But she's right there. She's going into the aisle where they're fighting, and she's going at a snail's pace like, maybe I should wait a few, and they'll work this out on their own.
Look, and if you are a family over there watching this and you have kids, I can see why you wouldn't want to get involved, right? I don't know if Lisa would appreciate you getting that Astros fans back in the event that Maddie or Taylor was with you. You know what I mean? We're with you. So I can understand to a certain extent. Maybe a single dude who has nothing to lose, right, go over there and knock his ass out. I don't know. I'm not trying to encourage it, but the reality is, like, this is getting out of hand.
How about Astros guy, like you said, in the white jersey, Astros jersey, comes running on the top of the seats, down a couple of rows, and I'm like, oh, this is the dude. He's coming in. He's gonna take justice into his own hands. He's taking Mookie out.
Nope.
And no, he taps him on the shoulder and then starts pointing to security. This is the guy. We all know who's beating whose ass.
Yeah, there was a clear camera angle on that one, unlike the Russell Westbrook situation.
Right.
There was a clear camera angle on them. So, I you're right. I felt like security could do better. I don't know how much more you can put on security, but, you know, it's clearly this has not died down. The notion that, oh, well, they're going to be fine. They went to this Dodgers series. It's not over with yet because there's fans over here, and there's a lot of transplant fans over here, and they'll absolutely start. Chances are, you don't even know if those fans, I don't know the backstory. I didn't read up on them. We don't even know if those fans are transplants and they're living in Houston right now. We don't even know that.
Right. But, and the weird thing was, too, I saw Dodger fans tweeting. And remember that last week we were talking about bars in the heyday, and we talked about Bar Houston up there above the Hard Rock, above the Verizon Theater, whatever it's called now?
Yeah.
They have video, you know, that long staircase because it was upstairs?
I do.
They have video of like 150 Dodger fans in Dodgers uniforms coming down the stairs heading towards the ballpark.
I mean, they're traveling well. The problem is, I don't know if I should give them that much credit for traveling well. Like I said, there's probably a bunch of transplants, but the fact that they all got there together and did this, it was obviously planned. And when you have that many people, it takes more effort to organize everything. That means they haven't forgotten. You know what I mean?
Oh, they haven't.
I mean, if the fact that you're going to organize that number of people, that's not easy. That's not easy to get that and to go to take it to that extent. It's just.
Just like blocking the intersections the day before, they're asking for it. Like, it's one thing if Astros fans just start instigating, start walking down the street going, hey, right here, buddy, pow, and then just smacking into them.
Yeah.
But if they're blocking intersections and they're punching Astros fans in the middle of sections, where are the rest of the Astros brigade of fans coming in going, not in our house? I can see in Dodger Stadium if you wear an Astros jersey in the middle of a section of blue jerseys, but you're in Minute Maid Park. And you got no one helping you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to sit there and act like I'm going to. I'm just not going to. If I see an Astros, I'm going to be honest with you. If I see an Astros fan at Minute Maid Park and I'm sitting there and he's getting his ass punched, give me one reason why I should get my ass off that seat and go help him.
Because he's an Astros fan and a Dodgers fan's whooping his ass.
That's not good enough for me.
And especially if you saw it, he didn't start it. He doesn't deserve it.
No, I'm not. No, get your ass kicked.
You're not going to be a good Samaritan?
Nope. Why? Why is that my job?
Because it's the right thing to do.
No, it's not the right thing to do.
It is.
It's not the right
thing
to do.
You're stopping violence?
When you put it that way, it sounds better.
Yes.
You're stopping violence, but you're using violence to stop violence. Two wrongs don't make a right, Joel.
You're a peacemaker. You're keeping the peace amongst the peeps. You're doing the right thing. You might even get an award from ABC 13.
I don't know, but punching a Dodgers fan in the face, I don't know if that makes you a peacemaker.
I didn't say go down and punch him in the face, but try and break it up first. And then if you
that's what they did. I thought you said you wanted to go over there and wanted the fans to punch
him. Once he started completely dominating the Astros guy.
Didn't get involved?
Someone should have really gotten involved.
Well, it was bad. And the fact that there was a kid there, that's just sad. I feel sorry for people. You put baseball in a baseball game before your child. That's just embarrassing.
Parenting 101, your top priority is a child under the age of, six?
Even my dumbass knows that. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, it was.
That's embarrassing.
It was a bad scene overall.
It was.
But a good win for the Astros. They're off today. Really, really hoping that we get some good news on some of these pitchers. By the way, did you see? It's not important that Jose Urquidy pitched last night in Double A in Corpus and threw four innings and pitched well. Did you see the outstanding uniform he wore?
No.
They wore the you have to see it. I tweeted a picture of it last night. They wore Whataburger chicken biscuit uniforms.
Oh, they said they were going to do that.
You got to see them.
Yeah, we talked about that actually.
But they're all world.
No, I did see them. I talked about it. I remember when I was filling in for Charlie Waddell, we talked about them because they made the announcement for these Whataburger jerseys, I want to say 2.5 months ago.
But how fitting, whether it was a marketing move or not, how fitting is it that when Urquidy pitches, so there's more eyes on everything going on, you're breaking out the chicken biscuit jersey.
I love it. I love it too.
It's fantastic. All right. We're just getting started, so we'd love to have you be a part of the program. My man, Troy. Troy's going to get in here. He's going to talk about Astros, his favorite team, and he's going to talk about the fact that somebody should have kicked somebody's ass. So we're going to get him in here. And then you can join the program as well. HRNP Listener Line, 713-780-3776 for calls and texts. Otherwise, Twitch and Twitter. On Twitter, it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And by the way, Troy, your friends are all saying you're going to sponsor the press box here pretty soon. So we're going to talk to you about that too. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people, Nick, at Apollo Men's Health. Is that right? Oh, well, we'll talk about the good people at Apollo Men's Health down the road. Fitz Roofing is who we're going to talk about right now because Fitz Roofing takes care of people when they have roofing issues, but not just roofing issues. You need a new fence in your yard because it's breaking down? They can do that. You need repairs in your attic or around your house? They can do that too. Is it for your business? They can help you. Or if you just have a leaky roof or need a new roof on your house or your business, they can take care of all of that. And the best part of it is they have the highest ratings, the best warranties, and the best products in the business. And the process starts with a free no-obligation inspection that costs you absolutely nothing. They come to you. They tell you what they can do. They go through the entire process with you. And then they go off on their merry way. You want them to come back, you just reach back out. And before, during, and after the sale, they do it better than anybody else. Check them out today, 832-521-3001 or FITZRoofing.com. Either way, set up that first appointment. Get them out there to see what you need done. And they're going to take care of you. They're going to be great customer service reps. And they're going to walk you through all the greatness that they have, from the ratings to the warranties to the products, starting with CertainT shingles. They are the best. Corey and his staff, second to none. Check them out today. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, we're back on The Box. I asked Q this during the break on Twitch, and I'll ask you guys as well. Do we know the backstory
because of
what happened with this fight? Because here's the one thing I will say. If Astros fan had it coming to him, then it's a whole different ballgame.
I know. There's so many more details. I mean, and that's the other thing about going in and jumping in a fight that you don't know the backstory to. So I'm just going to go in and defend him because he's an Astros fan without knowing the backstory. That makes no sense to me.
What I'm saying is if you're sitting in that section, you've got a pretty good idea what went down and how it started. I think so.
Do you?
I think so.
You don't know for sure. You could be doing your own thing, paying attention to your wife, paying attention to the game, your kid. Do you know every little word that was said in exchange between the two?
But as it escalates, it gets louder. The guy, someone texted us and said, I was sitting in the suites right above it. and it continued to build, and everyone continued to look until it got to that point. So I'm just saying, like, remember when I said I was at Yankee Stadium and the guy with his girlfriend decided to tell the guy that was a fan of the Rays as the visiting team, I'm going to go to my car and get my gun if you don't shut up. And
yeah.
I could hear that from a couple of rows. I could see it develop.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying everybody in the section could, but I would think in that close, since it was 100% capacity, I would think in that surrounding area in that section, there were at least a couple people that knew what happened.
Yeah, but even if you did hear what happened, oh, it escalated. Well, did you hear it before it got escalated? Did you hear the 2 minutes of bickering before it escalated? You said you were up in the suites. You heard every single word? Probably not. I mean, ask that guy. It's just a dumb thing to do, in my opinion, to go in there, get involved in a situation where you know the security is going to approach you. So let's say you go up there and you start to be you try to be Mr. Astros fan and defend fellow Astros fan.
Right.
Chances are you might be included in that situation. If you go up there and then the security comes up and sees you bickering and going back and forth, you know what? They might think you were involved in the fight to begin with. Next thing you know, you're getting kicked out. Next thing you know, you're getting arrested. Next thing you know, you're banned from Minute Maid Park. Who knows? It's just not a smart idea. Nick, I would watch and roll tape.
Nick, you're an idiot.
I would totally.
But you're absolutely right.
I would totally just roll tape on video.
I think you're absolutely right. I think, well, and again, you can get paid for that. But I think you're right simply because of the fact that we don't have all the facts. Look, as much as I get tired of whiny Dodger fans all the time and everything that they keep putting on Twitter and otherwise, I'm not in favor of a guy that didn't bring it on himself. If he didn't do anything to instigate this, and just because of his kid and his wife, and if she was or wasn't pregnant, and decided to stick up for them, it's a totally different ballgame. It shouldn't ever escalate to that point, regardless.
Agreed.
At a sporting event.
100%. 100%.
But I will absolutely take to heart your point and agree with you. If we don't know all the facts, and I was asking people on Twitch, does anybody have the backstory? Because if we don't know the backstory, it's totally different than the NBA incidents, because this one, there's two sides to every story. I'd like to hear all the details. I'm just saying, and I think this is what I would do, but whether I heard all the details or not, the first thing I'm going to do, especially if I see a kid sitting right there and a pregnant woman, is be like, fellas, it's not that serious. Like, it shouldn't come to blows at a sporting event.
Agreed. I could see myself. I'm like, bro, chill. If they just completely ignore me, I am not getting in the line of fire. I'm not getting in between them if they're throwing punches. I'm not doing that. And honestly, I probably wouldn't even say that unless I was in the section sitting near them. And look, it's not like there's microphones all over the place. There's probably cameras. So they're probably just going to have to ask everybody in that section to get as much information gathering as they can and get all the details, whether it's via video or hearsay. But you don't really know exactly what was said. You know what I'm saying? Unless that guy was hitting record right when the fight started and he got everything, which is basically impossible. I mean, how are you going to know all the facts? I mean, at the end of the day, when you see someone striking someone else,
right,
the person that's breaking that up is not looking at who caused it. They're not.
Now, someone said
not
there's
in
cameras,
that
Nick, but we don't know there's cameras. There's not cameras in every section in the ballpark. The only cameras are the people with phones that decided they were going to film this, because there were multiple angles from fans. Mm-hmm. Randy McAvoy had a totally separate angle from the other side,
okay,
to where fans just started to shoot it. But there's no cameras in the stadium.
Right. I figured that maybe like one of the TV cameras is what I was saying. But maybe, you know, maybe they didn't get it. I don't know. At the end of the day, they're going to have to go and get some, you know, information gathering and make the best possible decision. You know, even if you didn't start it, you're still throwing a punch.
Right.
Once you throw that punch, you're in the wrong. You just, unless it's just, you know, that like, you know, you're gumming after the kids, you're defending your children. That's the only like excuse, really, to start throwing punches.
Right. Yeah. And like I said, here's where I want Astros fans to jump in, and I want them to jump in from the get-go, because you're at home. You're in your own park. It shouldn't come to this, but if you should have people have your back. Now, maybe they didn't have his back because he had it coming to him.
Maybe.
And maybe he was extra lippy.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Maybe he didn't have it coming. Maybe he was honestly a victim. We don't know.
Right.
But it's just a crazy, it's a bad look and a crazy decision to make if you want to do that. But Troy wants to get on this Astros fighting situation at Minute Maid Park. Troy, you're on Press Box.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Troy?
Hey, I totally agree with what you got. What's going on? I totally agree with what you guys say. You don't know the situation, but I don't know as a fan I can sit there and just watch another Astros fan get pummeled like that. I mean, that was pretty bad. I just don't know if I could sit there and take it. And the only mistake is you don't hit the Mookie fan in the head with a fist. You hit him in the throat, and then he shuts his mouth for a while.
But, Troy, you just said you don't know the details. You're punching him in the Adam's apple, and you don't know the details.
Well, yeah, but if you're going to fight, you might as well get it over with quick. I mean, if you're going to take it that far, you might as well get it over with. So, I've never been known to be real nice.
Have you ever punched somebody in the throat before, Troy?
No, but I've hit some folks in the nose pretty hard.
So you're saying you would jump right in, though. See, Troy, I'm kind of with you. I said when Nick and I were talking about this, I would just feel like it's my duty to jump into it and just either break it up or be like, you know, stop.
Again, you don't know the situation. Yes, it's your duty to not sit there and watch an Astros fan wearing an Astros jersey get his ass whooped either. So...
Troy's all about camaraderie.
Troy, we can't wait to have you sponsor the show. Your friends are all calling in and texting saying Troy's got a company and he calls in enough that he needs to sponsor the show. We can't wait.
Oh, I would love it. Troy's a great person. I actually had the opportunity to meet Troy in person a few times.
I need to meet Troy.
You haven't?
No, we're always on the show and on Twitter. That's the extent of it, right, Troy?
Punch you in the throat.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Troy on the press box. Look, not a good look. No. I wouldn't have done that. If someone punched me, I would probably punch back. I don't know the backstory, and it seems everybody's pretty much saying she was pregnant, bro.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, and again, the security lady, to me, was also at fault because we're talking about should we get involved.
Yeah.
She's already in close proximity. Yeah. She should have been the first one involved.
You would think. You would think.
This lady also has pipes like Barry White.
Really?
Yeah, she normally used to work right by the visitor's dugout, so her and voice then she projects. Worked at Toyota Center. But I think her game is predicated on intimidation, but it didn't look like she had any desire to get in the middle of all that.
There's this one particular guy that used to work at Toyota Center. I feel like he would have got involved and started throwing bows. He wouldn't have cared, but I forgot his name.
There's some of those security guys that are...
Like, they take pleasure out of dragging your ass out of the venue and stuff. Yes. I forgot the guy's name. He's nice. He was nice with me, but I forgot the guy's name. But, yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah. Maybe that Astros fan could use a little bit of that Apollo Men's Health, Joel Blink.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know who else could use some is 832 ending in 2225 because he's out there telling me that I'm too PC. Well,
I'd be thinking of me because I'm the one that was saying, you know.
Joel's always so PC. There was a fight at the game. Hate on the LA fan and move on, Mr. PC. I'm sorry. I should hate on the Astros fan, 832. Why don't you hate on someone else? You got a dial in your car? Spin that little sucker. All right. Here we go. We're talking about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. The bottom line is 832 guy, he's probably, you know, all talk because he can't do anything with action. So if he needs a little help in the action game, you go to Apollo Men's Health because from the boardroom to the weight room to the bedroom, they're here to help. You know, he wishes he feels like he was in his 20s again so he didn't have to text to try and get people's attention while he cowers and hides behind no identification. He doesn't have to do that if he goes to Apollo Men's Health because Dr. O and his staff, they're specialists. They're going to ask you tough questions, but they're going to get you answers. You tell them you want to get on a workout program, they're going to help you. You tell them that you want to feel less sore after working out, HGH peptide therapy. Men and women, you can go through hormone therapy and you can feel like you're in your 20s again. And because your health is your wealth, you need to invest in yourself. And these are the people to do it because they worked at the other clinics. They knew what worked. They know what didn't. And now they bring it all to you in two locations near downtown Houston where they can get it done and you can feel better than you felt maybe ever. And that's a great thing to know. Go to ApolloMH.com. Book your first appointment. You're going to find out most major insurance is accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. You mentioned my name, Joel Blank, and you're going to get a free B12 shot in the month of May and the month of June. And then be honest with them. When they ask you the tough questions, give them honest answers, and they're going to get a program set up, and they're going to get you results. They're good people doing great things. Check them out today. It's the good people at Apollo Men's Health.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Do, 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 do. You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, we're back on the box. Got this one that sums it up beautifully on text. Joel, I agree. There aren't many reasons outside of direct attacks on my family worth fighting for at a game. With that being said, though, anytime a fight that is that one-sided, people need to intervene, regardless of what team they're repping. Well said.
Agreed.
Well said.
Look, I mean, I know I'm being called a vajayjay on the text line for saying that I wouldn't get involved. Look, man, it's not everybody's responsibility to go out there. Like, I understand being a good Samaritan. I'm not that guy. Like, I'm not that guy that goes out and saves people's lives, man. I got my own problems. So I guess that makes me selfish. Now, does that make me a bad Astros fan? Okay. Call me a bad Astros fan. I don't care. It's just the way it is. I mean, and look, you're right. It's well said. The guy said very few things worth fighting for. He said his kids.
Here's the other thing that really is a pertinent factor right now, as you and I were talking about during the break. Major League Baseball just cleared these stadiums to be able to go to 100%.
Right.
This is the first homestand, only the second game. The Astros are at 100% capacity availability. Right. And then this happens. You know the league office is going, oh, bleep, because this is exactly what we don't want, so that people can start pointing fingers going, well, it wouldn't have happened if there was social distancing and there was only 35%.
Yep.
And this is a problem.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, look, and maybe they need to start looking at this situation and being more harsh. Like, some of these fans need to get punished. You know, I don't want to copy everybody's take. Everybody said there should be criminal charges. I'm actually okay with it. There's a lot of people saying that, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with criminal charges. I think in Texas, spitting, like, not to go to jump to the NBA discussion, but spitting is like simple assault or something. It's like assault or simple assault in Texas. If a legal analyst can correct me, that's fine. But I think it's still simple assault if you spit on somebody. So I'm okay with being charged.
Can you get Jim Adler on line one?
Yep. Hammer him.
If you spit in Texas, I'll hammer you for $86.43.
Ha, ha, ha.
Cough that loogie, buddy. Okay. Anna gets a speed pass, as Nick put it. The express lane, right to the head of the list. What's going on, Anna? Talk to me.
Oh, hey. Sorry, guys. Give me one second.
It's not how it works.
That's not Anna. Okay, Anna.
All right. So, first of all, subject change. I've been to a Browns Steelers game, and it's nuts. You know, people fight. But come on, man, where was security? Was security not even involved? I mean, you pay Aramark or the stadium to protect fans. I'm sure there were people selling beer up in the stands, but security, come on.
But Anna, we keep talking about it. There was a blonde woman in full security garb with a walkie-talkie doing the snail's pace walk down the aisle, not looking like she wanted any part of it. And that in lies one of the issues.
Yeah, well, that's just complete BS. Excuse my French.
Did you lose a bet? Is that why you had to go? Did you lose a bet? Is that why you had to go to the Steelers Browns game?
This was years ago, but yes, I got to go to the Browns game. It was -8 degrees, and it was awesome because the Steelers won.
You lost a bet. Okay.
So she's a Pittsburgh fan.
Yep, obviously.
Clearly. Anna, we appreciate the phone
call. Thank you,
call.
Anna. Don't be a stranger.
Hey, look, we want everybody's take on this. Look, man. And people are saying you can't have scary security guards. I mean, how much are these security guards getting paid, man?
But they're like, still there to do a job.
Man. That's true, but like, what are they getting? Like 15 an hour?
That's pretty good.
15 an hour is pretty good?
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
Most of the time, what are they doing? They're putting a foul ball in their pocket and telling someone when it's time to sit down and when it's time that they can go to the restroom?
That's worth 15 an hour.
And you get to see every game free?
Getting punched in the face may not be worth 15 an hour.
Well, suck it up, Buttercup. It's part of the gig. You know what you're signing up for. Otherwise, be a vendor.
That's probably the issue. Like, that's probably why I wouldn't want to sign up or apply to be a security guard. Not because I think any less of it, because I'm not trying to do that. You know what I mean? I mean, how many times have we seen a security guard not be the hero and say, I'm not going after that dude, not for $13.50 an hour?
Don't you feel like security guys sign up so that they have a license to beat someone's ass for free?
They kind of.
I think so.
See, clubs and bars is different.
True.
Because they got your, like, they got the back, the cops back. It's almost like 9 times out of 10, like, the patron is wrong and the club is right. It's changed a little bit because it's easier to get sued, and if no one helps you out in the event that you get into a fight.
Yeah.
But usually they're just, you know, they side with the club, the cops side with the club, and you just get kicked out. You know what I mean?
Here's your lawyer. Spitting on somebody in the state of Texas can be classified as assault with bodily fluids, which is an arrestable offense,
yeah.
Deshaun. Class A misdemeanor. However, depending on the situation, it can be filed under simple assault, which is like getting a speeding ticket.
Yeah. So it's assault. I mean, that's why I'm okay with it. Some of you fans act crazy. Your price of the ticket does not entitle you to act that way. You know, it just doesn't.
Someone said I'm getting bouncers and security mixed up. No, I don't think so, because I know a lot of guys that work security at the Toyota Center, and they work for Five Star, and they
sometimes
work at the
they're
Astros
bouncers
game.
And they're not security.
Yeah, and some of these guys, they realize that they can get, when something's going down, they basically have free reign to get in there, mix it up. And again, this is where problems start too, because it got to a point where there were security guys, like Nick said, the most blatant violations were at clubs. But there are security guys that want to throw punches or grab people first and then ask questions later instead of playing peacemaker.
See, I don't think that necessarily happens in Las Vegas. I feel like they approach it differently. Like even when a buddy of mine, we were at a club in Vegas, and he fell on the table and hit the back of his head. He just slipped and hit the back of his head. He got back up. He didn't give a damn. He laughed it off, wasn't really embarrassed, started dancing again. Next thing you know, a group of people from the club show up,
yep.
And they're wanting to make sure that he's okay, and they wanted him to sign saying, look, if you're leaving here, you need to tell us that you're okay. If you're not okay, we will address this, and we'll go to the hospital. Otherwise, you need to sign here, because why? They didn't want to get sued. So I don't know if this is a trend that's going around in Texas, because I'm not a big club guy anymore, but I've seen the way Vegas handles it, and that's one way.
That's outstandingly well done, but I think that's probably because most of those big clubs are under the umbrella of the big hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're smart enough to train everybody on how to handle everything. Because
correct.
Suing Little Woodrow's is a lot different than suing the MGM Grand.
Correct. Correct.
And so I think that's where it has to be, you know, more important for them to handle it a different way. But look, I think it was a big deal in Houston years ago. The Club Cristal, right there at like Hillcroft and 59.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles used to like to go there on Sunday nights, so we'd all go there on Sunday nights. And
Charles Palillo, right?
Charles Barkley, not Charles. Yeah. Charlie couldn't pass the height requirements. So it turns out that the security guys used to, you know, if people were causing a disturbance or anything like that, they would take them out back, and part of it was they'd get a couple of free shots in. And then it started to be where they would hold guys down that were causing a disturbance. And, like, I think the owner would be able to come out and take some free shots.
It's crazy.
So the word got back, one of the guys who got his butt kicked, and so they staged it so it happened. And when it happened, the guy was waiting for him, the guy had a gun, and bad things happened.
Oh.
So that's when you realize there can be a corrupt situation, too, when you're talking about clubs and security and things like that. But when you're talking about, just like you said, though, the same training that goes into big hotels and the security guards in their clubs, these are big venues representing big-time teams. They need to be trained in a certain way. They need to not be fearful and put their nose in the middle of it, because that's their job. Their job is to make sure that no matter what these two dumb people want to do, or four people, that it doesn't spill out and get more people involved, more people hurt, the kids sitting right there. They got to stick their nose in it, and they also have to do it in such a way that they don't throw the first blow. But if they have to use force to separate them, they need to do that.
Yeah. Be right. Humble, people. In the great words of Kendrick Lamar, be humble, sit down. Be humble, sit down. This is not a blast from the past, but I love this album. I think this is the same album that DNA is on.
Okay.
You're not familiar?
No.
It's not a bad... I think you would appreciate it, honestly.
I appreciate some of your bump music.
Not all of it?
Not all.
It's all good.
When's my Q-tip coming back?
After this break.
There you go. Okay, we'll be back. It's we continue to roll through hour number one of the program. A lot of good interaction already. If you guys want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line for calls and texts. Otherwise, it's Twitch and Twitter. Nick and Joel, together with the Press Box, ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, we're back. This one will take us all the way to the end of the first hour as we're rolling through pretty quickly. A lot of positivity today with you guys. A lot of good discussion. A few dumbasses, but we always have those. It's like using Scott's fertilizer. You weed out the bad ones and you let the grass grow. So 3-4-6, stop it already. You're done?
What is he saying?
I don't know, but he's got you in his crosshairs today, and I just... We don't need it. So go play in traffic if that's what you're going to do.
But why is he so upset, though?
I don't know. You're because he thinks... And 832 wants me to do the Texas Hammer in Spanish. Don't ever step your boundaries. I don't know Spanish well enough. My wife is teaching me. But I mean, I've given you a Spanglish version before, but I don't, you know. Señor and señoritas, if you are wrong in the court of law, I'm here to get you your $13.43 and hammer them. Amigo. All right.
So he's mad because I just realized what he's mad about. He said, be humble, Nick. You're saying $15 an hour isn't good when for most minorities, it's okay. That's what he's mad about.
See, we don't have to take it to that level.
It's lame. It's just a lame text.
We don't have to
take
it to that
now level. I feel like I wasted the time. I was distracted.
I tried to tell you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good.
All right, and then this is there's 832784 says, I didn't know women listen to this program. I'm insulted by that, sir or ma'am. I can name you three women right off the top that listen on a daily basis that are huge members of our Twitch community. We have Anna just called the program. I mean, that's all you need. We've got a female demographic.
There's plenty.
We didn't just talk about boob jobs yesterday. We talk about implants too. The PB&J Massage Factory was equal opportunity. Nick was going to handle the male part of that.
I was. Do you want to talk to this, let's say Sean, I guess?
You know who it is. Just wait till the act.
It doesn't matter. You can say Sean. Yeah.
You know, Sean, this isn't the producer. This is the talent. Do you have something to add to the program without a Midwest accent?
Yes, sir. Let me start off by saying, I was at the game on Wednesday. There was a section of Dodgers fans, maybe 100, 115, solid.
Okay.
One sprinkle of Astros sitting with them. It was lower level first base side. You can see on replay of the game. But pretty much I want to throw some responsibility onto the Astros themselves because these fans were unruly would be an understatement. I'm telling you, every middle finger to every fan walking up the aisle, didn't matter if it was a man, woman, child, throwing water bottles. I mean, just causing a ruckus.
Wait, Sean. You're saying Dodger fans are doing this to Astros fans?
Correct.
Really?
There was an entire section of Dodgers fans around 133, because I on 131. An entire section of Dodgers fans. Look back at the tape. It's about 100 of them sitting together. Security got involved to a point where fans were telling them what was going on, but nothing was being handled.
Now, that's a major issue. I can say one thing, and Sean, we appreciate the call. Look, I can say it's one thing, Nick, if the female security guard in the video didn't get in there fast enough. But this is part of what you have to be prepared for. Two factors. One, you're going back to 100% capacity. So you need to have all of your regular security people on board already. Then you probably have to up it a little bit because this is Astros Dodgers for the first time since the pandemic when fans are allowed at full capacity and you know Dodger fans are coming.
Yeah.
It's not on the Astros ticket department because when you sell the tickets, you don't know who's buying them.
Yeah.
But once you see on the schedule that these two games are coming, it's like Yankee Stadium when the Astros came there for the first time. You have to be prepared for the fact that things are going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and this might be to Sean's point about the Dodgers fans being all in one area.
Yeah.
Let's say you're the usher and you're responsible for one particular section. Well, you're probably going into that game thinking, well, if there is any asshats in that section, it's probably not going to be an entire section or 10, 15, 20 people at a time. But let's say you got 10, 15, 20 Dodgers fans, like your boy Sean over here is talking about throwing right. the middle finger and bottles and stuff like that. I think it changes your perspective about how you're going to approach that section as a security guard. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. As opposed to a normal Astros game where there's just as many people in the section, but you don't have to contain 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 of them.
Now, let me ask you this. If you see that section, and you obviously know, and as Sean described it, they're all wearing Dodger blue and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not grab the bull by the horns and take advantage, get involved in the situation before it becomes one, and just go, hey, guys, enjoy the game, but just please note, we're keeping a close eye on all of this, so just mind your P's and Q's. We're gonna tell the Astros fans the same thing.
I would have never thought of that, but I think that's a great idea. Not necessarily saying that it would work, but it's something to put in the back of their mind, saying, hey, look, we're looking out for this. Sometimes that's what it takes. Hey, we're looking out for this. We're looking out for this. We're looking out for that. So just be careful, because if this happens, this could potentially
happen. Put yourself in a Dodgers jersey in that situation, though, and I come to you as a security person, and I tell you what I just told you. Are you offended? Because you feel like I'm targeting you? Or are you appreciative because we're trying to get out in front of this?
I am going to... I can see why you're saying you could potentially be offended. So I don't... I'm just saying myself, I would not be offended.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
The security card is coming up to you to do his or her job.
Right.
Just get over it. Like, don't... I mean, clearly there's a history here.
I like the proactiveness of at least being able to see the situation and go, before this gets out of hand...
I like that.
It's like referees when you know that two teams that hate each other that maybe have a history get ready to play. Before the game even starts, you start with the captains and then at the jump ball and go, fellas, just so you know, I'm calling it extra tight tonight. If any of you guys try anything, we're going to start throwing tees around real quick because we're not going to let it get out of hand. Same way with fans. If you position it the right way, because I know there's going to be a belligerent fan that goes, hey, man, you can't tell me what to do. I bought my ticket like everybody else.
Of course.
I can do whatever the hell I want.
Of course there's going to be that guy.
Right? But for the most part, if you position it the right way, hey, I want you to have a good time at the game. I realize you're a Dodger fan, but you're in our house and we welcome you. Just please, if you can, be respectful. I'm going to tell Astros fans the same thing.
Yeah.
Simple.
I would reason with another person. Like, if I see that person drinking, I probably won't approach them. Like, let's say that person is three or four beers deep, and I've never really said anything. It's like the second inning or something. I'm like, you know what? Just to let you know, you know, we're going to take care of business if things get out of hand. He might be offended because he's three or four beers. Look, the reality is a lot of this is coming from liquid courage anyway. But
for sure.
Marvin, you're on the press box. You want to get on this. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, man. Love your show. But, hey, Joe, I know you got a daughter, and yeah. I got to tell you what happened here. I got two 15-year-old twins. My wife thinks they're sheltered in there. They don't have much of a life. But my wife gets the phone the other day and is going to Google something that she wants from the store. My wife gets the phone, and when she hits the Google history, she sees that one of my 15-year-old twins has now Googled a porn site. Now, my wife thinks I'm a total a-hole because, if y'all know Granado and them, they used to do Asian female golfer,
a
golfer. So my wife thinks I'm a total a-hole now because my 7-year-old son is dancing around saying finally something's not his fault. And my only question to him was male, female, or Asian. And I just got to get y'all's response on how y'all would have reacted versus how I reacted.
Well, first of all, Granado is not just in that realm. He goes elderly on Pornhub as his topic. So he's a frequent flyer. See, that's...
I don't know.
There's so many questions. Like, I know Lisa would lose her mind.
Of course she would.
My first inclination would be, well, what's she looking at? Because as long as it's...
Like girl on girl or girl on guy?
I need to know because there's information that
is there bondage involved?
This is information that might help me get a clearer picture of where my daughter's life is going. But I also wouldn't be using my wife's phone. At 15, I would think they have their own means and they... Then I'm going to be worried about how educated my kid is in the school of hard knocks in life because they got to be smarter than that than to put it right out there and not hide their history.
Yeah. Learn how to clear your – or incognito is what you're supposed to do, right? Or is there no incognito mode on the phone? Or if it's an iPhone, you're probably using the Safari browser. This gets into like – now we're just getting into some deep details.
And here's another question for you, Nick, and I have to ask you this.
You do sound like a cool father, by the way.
Thank you. I try.
No, not you, the caller.
Oh, well, that's not nice. Way to go, Marvin. We appreciate the call. Nick, why would you use your phone for porn?
Because I don't want it on my history on my laptop.
But can't you just scrub it on your laptop?
You can. But what if you forget?
Well, then how often do you use
what
your history?
What if you go to, what's the People magazine, right?
How often do you use your history?
I don't really clear
If you it. Never use your history, then you can just, you can set it so that history is automatically deleted.
Like I said, incognito. If you go incognito on the Google Chromecast browser, you don't even have to clear it, is my point. I learned that from Raheel, straight up.
I remember Raheel telling me the same
thing.
He's
the one that told me
about
it. But
then my question is, because I've never used incognito, my question would be, can you still get back in your history? Like, what was that website we were on the other day on the show because we were looking for someone brought this or that up? Can I still see it in incognito mode if I need it in my history?
I don't think you can.
It's just gone forever.
I believe so.
Okay.
If to my understanding. By the way, the Sean that we first met, you confused him.
I was wrong. Well, you know why? Because he gave himself a nickname. only complete fibbers from Chicago give themselves nicknames or guys that want to be special on the show. So I just assumed when he said Big Shot Sean that he was actually Midwest acts like my friend Sean. But now we cleared the air and Nick was right, because now without further ado in the 312, Chicago Sean is here. Give us the accent, Sean. What's on your mind?
How about that Southsider last night for those Knicks, Derrick Rose? How do you feel about them ropes right there, Joel? I mean, come on. The guy is just phenomenal, okay? And you know what?
Who's phenomenal?
Derrick Rose. Southsiders.
You're still claiming or Derrick Rose after he hadn't played for the Bulls in like how many years?
Oh, absolutely. All the Chicagoans right now are super excited for Derrick. I mean, come on.
Is Jimmy Butler your guy? Is Jimmy Butler your guy? He's a Bull?
Well, I will say that nobody's going to take over Thicca, okay? I can promise you that. Nobody's going to take over Thicca. But Derrick Rose is Chicago's son. Hey, you guys got Jimmy, okay? He's back. But Derrick in Chicago, okay?
Who's got Jimmy? Hey, Sean, I was going to ask you, Nick, we had that survey the other day where they put Illinois on there in terms of rating the top-rated, what were we doing? Where we
the
were
traffic? Like,
No. Well, first of all, traffic, Sean. Would you put Chicago in the top three?
You know, I got to be honest, it's pretty bad. Houston's been pretty bad lately, too. So it's up there, guys. Definitely up there. I'd say the roll rate is a little crazier down here in Houston, though. That's for sure.
And Nick, what was the food one we had where we couldn't believe it was? Remember we had the food one?
Was it the barbecue? They put Texas barbecue down?
It was a different one where we were like, why is Illinois? Illinois would be in for pizza or hot dogs, but we wouldn't put them in for burgers.
Burgers.
Yeah. Why would Chicago be in for hamburgers?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They were all the only Chicago hamburgers that I knew were old Saturday Night Live skits when Belushi used to do the cheeseburger, chicken, but Pepsi. Other than that, I don't know Chicago for burgers.
We talked about that. We did talk about that.
We said Chicago for hot dogs, and Sean's a weenie. So there you go. That's the way it works out in hour number one of the show. Still 2 hours to go. Sean, we appreciate you as always. A second hour comes up right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the Press Box on Eastman.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At Minky Couture, comfort isn't just for winter. It's for every season. Whether you're curling up on the couch or winding down on a crisp evening, our ultra-soft blankets bring luxury for every season. Lightweight, breathable, irresistibly cozy. Wrap yourself in cool comfort that moves with you through every moment. Minky Couture. because true comfort never goes out of season. Shop now at minkycouture.com.